Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tom Carey. Batting second. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting third. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eddie Silber. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Red Barkley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Van Atta. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Russ Van Atta. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Croner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Becker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey strikes out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber takes first base on ball four. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley takes first base on ball four. Silber moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barkley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey bunts towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Van Atta moves to second. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Van Atta moves to third. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Van Atta scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bottomley hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen. Hale reaches second base with a double. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. Becker moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Becker moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 1 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Becker scores. Larry moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to third. Croner moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. Croner scores. Averill moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Silber strikes out. Two outs. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barkley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. Becker moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Barkley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barkley. Hale scores. Becker scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Van Atta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky strikes out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Salters hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barkley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bottomley hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Silber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Barkley hits a pop-up towards the mound. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry takes first base on ball 4. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Croner bunts towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Salters takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Huffman pinch hits for Russ Van Atta. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hennessy now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Becker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen. Becker reaches second base with a double. Hale moves to third. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Silber hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Barkley takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.